Have your Bibles, turn there with me, please. 13th verse, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, not a fable fairy tale, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, well, shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, oh, there's that one God message again. God said he's going to bring him, but Jesus is going to bring him. My. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The rapture shouldn't bring despair or discouragement or worry to your heart when you're in Christ. You are to be ready at all times. I'd like to preach tonight upon this thought of he's a grave robber. He's a grave robber. You've called him many things until tonight. But after tonight, you're going to add another word to your vocabulary. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Everlasting Father, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, and he's a grave robber. Oh! Paul said, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment. And the twinkling. Come on, church, I feel it. I said he's a grave robber. I gotta feel the Holy Ghost in this place. And I'm gonna tell you, you that are here, you need to be born again of the water and the Spirit. You need to repent. You need to get baptized in Jesus' name. You need to talk in tongues. Hallelujah. And if you die before the Lord comes, well, he's going to rob your grave too. Because he's a grave robber. Oh, I said he's a grave robber. I said he's a grave robber. Anybody going to help me preach a little bit tonight? Come on, it's Sunday night. I said, come on, it's Sunday night. I want to see somebody else get the Holy Ghost tonight. I'm asked if our associate pastor, Brother Wolford, would you come and pray? Church, let's all pray together. God, we appreciate your mercy that's in this place tonight, the power of the Holy Ghost that we feel. God, we know that when that first man was put in the grave, surely your heart was breaking. You knew that man had turned his back on you and had sinned, and because of that had died. But in that self-same moment, there was a joy that began to build in you because you knew the end from the beginning. You knew there'd come a day when they would burst forth from the grave, those that were bought by you, that were redeemed by your precious blood. Tonight, God, redeem in this place, save from sin. Let it be, God, that when we go to our grave, that we're listening for that last day. We're listening for that trump to sound. We're knowing, God, that in that hour, if we're still in the grave, you're going to bring us out. If we're alive and remaining, you're going to take us out of this old carnal, natural flesh to be with you forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, anoint in this place tonight. Would you give the Lord a great hand praise together? Come on, let's praise him. Whoa, hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen, praise God. Well, he started out on a journey with a heavy load upon his heart. He knew his daughter was nigh unto death, and he didn't have long to do what he was going to do. Time was pressing in upon him, and he loved that daughter so very, very much. that rather than spend those last moments of life with her, he put on his jacket and fled out the door with relatives pulling at him, a wife crying, "Where are you going?" "I'm going to that one they call Jesus. I've heard that he's called a healer and a deliverer. I know him by several names, but I've got to go find him." And you know the story when he found the Lord, and Jairus the centurion fell at the feet of Jesus and began to praise him and began to magnify the Lord, that the Lord said, "Rise up, let's go to your house." Hallelujah. And so while they were walking along, a woman with a very pressing need, the Bible said she had an issue of blood. She interrupted that rush toward a miracle, and she stepped in and touched the hem of his garment, for she heard he was a healer also. And the Bible said that when she did, virtue went out of Jesus. My God, I feel the virtue of Jesus Christ in this building here tonight. And the Bible said she felt the healing of the Lord flow through her body as the Lord staunched the issue of blood. But it was in that moment that life and death was fighting over that little girl, that death reached in and snatched from her the very gift of life itself. And coming down the road, the messenger brought the word, "It's no use to continue this procession. You don't need Jesus the healer. You need an undertaker. We might as well get ready and prepare for a grave. It's over. It's too late." But Jesus turned and looked at that man and said, "You're going to know me in a different sense." Hallelujah. I know I'm paraphrasing, but that was what he was telling. He said, "Don't fear. Have faith in God. I know what you're hearing, but listen what I'm telling you." There are some people that have walked in here tonight. You've been listening to the long crowd long enough. You need to hear thus saith the Lord. All they've been telling you, it's death and dying and trouble. But when you walked in here, you felt something different. It's a voice of another world. Hallelujah. He has power over all sickness and disease. He has power over the grave. There is nothing that my God cannot do. I'm telling you tonight, there is nothing that my God cannot do. Sir, if you'll believe and have faith in God. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, he's a grave robber. Praise God. There were a number of incidents in the Word of God that I find that Jesus came in contact with death. He was as much contact with death as he was with life. And oh, just precious with death and how he affected it. My, if I'd have been the spirit of death, just to know that Jesus was around would have sent shivers up and down my spine, would have put a fear in me, because I know this is somebody that's got power to stop me at the job that I'm doing. And the first that I'm preaching about, if you'll notice, each time that Jesus came in contact with death, it was a deeper procession into that world called death, into the spirit world. He started off, first of all, with immediate death. He just got the word. She just died. It's too late. Forget it. But it's never too late for the Lord. His first touch with death was he was going now to immediate. He said, "Let's go to the house." Hallelujah. And when he got there, he found everybody already mourning. They were all ready to put her in the grave. But I'm telling you, he's more than a healer. He's more than a deliverer. He's more than just a savior. He's a grave robber. Hallelujah. He has power to reach in to the very spirit of death and tell you it is far enough. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so his first brush with death was an immediate one. And he walked into the house. The Bible said they were mourning and crying. But oh, that grave robber said, "I'm going to tell you the truth. She's only asleep." And the Bible said they mocked him and laughed at him. And he said, "Get out. I want all of you out. Remove yourself from the premise." And so he put them all out. And they were standing on the outside while Jesus was on the inside. He walked into that young girl who now lay dead upon that bed.
but through faith and through the power that he has. Death has a different look to him. It's not the way it looks to you. It's not the way it looks to the doctor. It's not the way it looks to the nurses. It's not the way it looks to anybody on this earth. When God looks at death, he looks at it in a different way. When it's him and his presence is there and he's about to do a work, it's only sleep for a little while. Woo! Because I'm telling you, he's the grave robber. Amen. It ain't the same as what we know. He's got power to reach into the heart of death and say, come back. Woo. Oh, call him whatever you want to call him. But after tonight, you're going to say, he's a grave robber. Hallelujah. You may be seated. He walked into that room of death. You could feel it hanging heavy. It was almost like walking into an icebox. There was such a cold chill in the place. But a warm glowing fire burning in the heart of Jesus began to melt that icy cold grip of death. And his words, it was like a blowtorch cutting right through the veil of death itself. He looked at her and said, Tabitha, arise! I'm going to tell you something, folks. It wasn't shaking her. It wasn't screaming. It wasn't hollering. It was just the word of the grave robber. The spirit of death knew, uh-oh, he ain't even going to let us get her that far. He's already short-circuiting it. He ain't even going to let us get her to the graveyard. Oh, my God. He has all power in heaven and earth. Come on now. Who wouldn't want to worship that kind of a God? I said, who wouldn't want to praise that kind of a God? The Bible said immediately. I said immediately. He's an immediate God. My God. Woo. Those of you that have been seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to wait another night. It don't take you all night. It doesn't take all year. It just takes one moment in the presence of the grave robber telling him, oh Lord, I want to live. I'm going to live forever in your presence. Hallelujah. You can have the Holy Ghost tonight. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. You may be seated. Oh, dear God. Death had its encounter with life everlasting. And there wasn't nothing he could do with it. When God says, I will, he will. I had a very dear friend of mine who was trying to live for God and do the best that he could. He pastors one of the largest churches here in the South. A great and a fine man of God. And he had a lot of problems in his body. And he was suffering greatly. And he told me the story of how he died and how he passed from this life. He said, I had that terrible stomach trouble. And then there was a rupture within. And he said the blood began to pour out. It spilled all over the bathroom. And he said, I was laying there choking on my own blood. And I was dying and I was gone. When they called the paramedics and they came in, they said, he doesn't have any pulse. This man is dead. But all through the prayers of those saints or of that family, God literally turned him, he said, and flipped him in the air and put him on his stomach. And all that was choking him came out. And he began to breathe again. God had given him breath. He told me, Brother Clark, when they put me in the ambulance, I slipped away several times. But I could feel the power of God that was in that ambulance. And I knew that moment of his glory, of his majesty. He knew him as Savior. He knew him as Holy Ghost baptizer. And he knew him as the mighty God. But that day on the way to the hospital, he knew him as a grave robber. Oh my God. The Apostle Paul said, whether you're dead and in the grave, or whether you're alive and walking around, he's coming back. And when he comes, he's going to gather us to meet him in the air. Oh, come on now. Who are you praising? I'm a praising the grave robber. Who are you worshiping? I'm a worshiping the power over death, hell, and the grave. My God. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and praise Him. Oh, my, my, my. Woo! Come on, church. My God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I see the mother laying over the casket. Her young man taken from life at an early, early age. Weeping and sobbing. No one to help. The mourners and the singing. Oh my. You could feel it. Like something creeping over your body. It was death. And it was thick. And it was heavy. How many days, several, whatever they worshipped, or stood around and mourned and called on God. How long, I do not know. But I know this, a little while had passed. When He touched the girl, it was immediate. But I find the probing of Jesus as He goes deeper into that other world. And the spirit of death says He came at an immediate time. But maybe that's all the power that He's got. Maybe He can't go any further. And they bore up that casket after several days of waking the home. And I see Him walking down that dusty road. And a mother weeping. Jesus steps out in the middle of the road. That grave robber has lifted up His hand again. I see the demons begin to scream. Oh no. He's back. He's back again. Oh, He did it immediate. But I didn't think He'd have power. Surely not. Surely not now. Surely not here. He can't. He can't. But I'm telling you, He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, which is, which was, and which is to come. Come on, church. He is the Almighty. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Will He stop at nothing? How far will it go? Several days didn't even bother Him. He stopped at that bear. He told those, said, no more. This is as far as you go. Mother, don't you weep anymore. I could see that mom look up, and she didn't know where to cry, get mad, or what. How in the world could this man come in on this solemn occasion and do something as foolish as He's done? Jesus, I've heard You're the healer, and I've heard You're deliverer, but I don't know anything about a grave robbery. I don't know why You're here or what You want. Do You just want to humiliate me and shame me all the more? Mama, it's going to be all right. Dry up your tears. I'm here to tell every visitor. He said, I didn't come in this world to condemn the world, but that through Me you might have everlasting life. He didn't come to beat you down or discourage you. I want you to know He's here for one reason and one reason only. He wants to see you saved. Whew. My God, my God. Well, hallelujah, everybody. I said, hallelujah, everybody. Somebody help me preach tonight. I said, somebody help me preach tonight. Oh, my, 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 my. Hallelujah. He just called out to that young man. I can see death begin to back away in shocked, astonished look. I can't believe He's doing it. I can't believe He's doing it. I'm going to tell you before this night is over with, to some of our visitors that are here, those same kind of spirits are going to cry out when you come to this altar. And they're going to say, I don't believe it. I can't believe He's getting the Holy Ghost. I can't believe she's praying through. I almost had that saint ready to leave the church. But look at them now. They're dancing. Oh, and they're shouting. Look at that young man. He's giving up his drugs. He's talking in tongues. Look at that woman. She's headed for the water. She's about to get baptized in Jesus' name. I can't believe it. Well, I'm telling every devil, you better believe it. Because the grave robber is here. Oh, I'm telling you, if He can do it beyond death, my God, what kind of power does He have to do here tonight for your life? turn around and shake somebody's hand and said, we call him grave robber. Oh, somebody step across the aisle. Look him in the eye and smile and say, now we call him grave robber. He ain't just King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, church. I said he's the grave robber. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 He's got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. You may be seated. My, 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 my. Praise God. Oh! I can see that mama looking at that boy. His hands starts moving. His eyes start fluttering. He sets up. Somebody says, put that casket down. He's a coming out of there. Put it down. He's a coming out of there. Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, mama. You may be seated. Listen to me, sinner. There's many reasons why we don't sin. There's many reasons why we lay down our Marlboros and put down our Jack Daniel. There's many reasons why we put aside our speed and our crank and our crack and our cocaine. There's many reasons why we laid down the needle and why we came out of the denominational churches, because we walked into a place that we felt something like we'd never felt before. And he gave us a promise. He said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, he's coming back. He's coming back. Woo! I'm telling this church, my God is a grave robber. You may be seated. Jesus said, he said, if the man of the house had known in what hour that the thief would come, he said he would have been prepared. He said, but I'm coming as a thief in the night. One will be in the field, two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two will be in the bed, one will be taken and one will be left. Two will be at the meal of grinding, one will be taken and one will be left. I'm telling you, my God is a grave robber. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I'm telling you now, I am a thief. He said, I am a thief. But don't let a magistrate try to handcuff him, because you can't hold him back. Don't let a judge put a law against him, because he's got power over the grave and over gravity. Come on. There ain't a Supreme Court justice that's got enough power to hold us down. When the time comes, I'm telling everybody, we're gone. I said, we're gone. Ain't a law in the land of nature gonna hold us back. Oh, clap your hands. Woo! Church, he's a grave robber. Brother Todd, he's a grave robber. Praise God. I said he's a grave robber. You may be seated. Jesus' foray into death is like someone probing the enemy, finding out where their strength is. He started with immediate. Then he went to a couple days, and he just kept probing and probing. Ah, death, hell, and the grave, sin. He's on our right side. Come on, man, look out. He's on our left side. Look out. He's just probing. He's a probing. He wants to know how far he's coming. Oh, look out. Here he comes again. My God. Why can't he just be a healer? Why can't he just open the blind eyes? Why does he have to come where we are? Because, devil, he's a coming where you are. Oh, my God. Woo! I said, I feel the Holy Ghost. a probing in this city. I feel angels walking up and down the streets. My God, I feel the grave robber. I look in this city over. Come on, Jesus, come on. Give us a revival like we've never known before. Come on, my God, you come on. Church, put your hands together. Woo! Glory! Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You may. Woo! I tell you what I'm a-doing. I'm a-dancing on the grave of my enemy. Woo! I said I'm a-dancing on the grave of my enemy. Sir, you need the Holy Ghost tonight. Ma'am, you need the Holy Ghost tonight. I'd like to introduce you to the grave robber. You may be seated. All right, we'll concede. We'll give him immediate. We'll give him a couple of days. Maybe he'll be satisfied. Hey, did you hear? Lazarus died. Oh, he loves Lazarus. Hurry up and get him in the grave. Oh, we can't wait on this one. Get to the grave. Hurry. Let's get this funeral over with. Let's get Martha and Mary upset. Let's get the whole thing turned upside down. There goes the messenger. He just ran out of the house. Do something. Stop him. But that man was running for everything he was worth. Mary said, go find him. Go find him. If you can find him before Lazarus dies, everything's going to be all right. We know him as a healer, but I don't know about this one. I don't think the grave robber can go this far. This looks like death for sure. It's permanent. It's settled. He's dead. Every devil running down the road. Shut up. Stop. Don't tell him. But when they got to Jesus, those demons were shaking and trembling, saying, well, he's heard about it. Jesus said, tell him I'm on the way. Woo! Man, you talk about the grapevine. Have a demon screamed it all the way back. Put him in the grave and put him in now. Because we just heard he's a-coming. Oh, come on, church. Woo! You think I'm going to backslide? You think I'm going to go back on this? I heard him say, I'm going away, but I'm coming back. I said, I'm coming back. How many getting ready for the coming of the grave robber? Come on. I said, how many are, oh, you're not with me. My God, come on now. Hallelujah. Turn around and look at somebody and say, how far will the Lord go? Come on now. Come on, Brother Hubert. Ooh, come on, Brother Adam. I said, how far will the Lord go? Is he going to stop? Will he quit now? Oh, hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. Can I preach this a little more? No. I said, can I preach this a little more? Brother Lofton, can I preach this a little more? Woo! It's Sunday night in Austin, Texas. My God, and I feel the demons are trembling right now. Oh, what's going to happen next? My God, Tashakatabahaya. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! No grave's going to hold my body down. You may be seated. I can see the demon stand off at afar. Saying when he makes his move, you better send the word to death. Trouble's on the way. But he didn't budge. I can see one devil say to another, hey, he ain't going any further. He done met his match. He thought it over and said, it's too late. Huh? I can't touch this one. Yeah. Third day, I just better sit where I am. Demon's got to saying, he's checkmated. Look at him sit there. Huh? He ain't going nowhere. And on the fourth day, they began to high fives. Oh, the grave robber done met his match. He ain't going nowhere. But on the fourth day, I said on the fourth day, Jesus said, get up. Let's go. Let's go. Ah, let's go see what we'll be. Come on, church. Woo! Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost approving. I said approving. The devils can't hold it back. Y'all ain't with me tonight. Y'all tired of this preaching. I said y'all tired of this preaching. Y'all ready for me to quit? Oh my God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands one more time. Somebody say he's a grave robber. No, somebody say he's a grave robber. How many want him to take you when he comes and goes? Woo! My, 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 my. Praise God. You may be seated. He looked at him and said, let's go. Thomas said, why? Where are we going to go? He said, he's dead. He said, he ain't dead. I look at death different than you do. Oh. Ah, the devil don't like the way God looks at him. He just looks at him different. While you're backing up and a trembling and scared to death, God just looks at it as, you ain't got no power. He says, he's asleep. They didn't understand. Finally said, I'm telling you, he's dead. But I'm glad. Well, we serve a strange God. I said, we serve a strange God. He gets excited. He said he's glad. Why? He said, for your sakes, to the intent that you might believe. Oh, my God. Oh, my, my, my. You may be seated. Sister Mawson, I see the Lord walking down the road. And one devil tells the other devil, immediate devil, you better get out of the way. That immediate devil turns to the two-day spirit and said, you better get out of the way. And they say to the fourth, back up. You better dig in. Because he's fixing to probe us. And see how far he can go. I said, how far can he go? Woo! Can he only do it now? Can he only do it several days from now? Can he only do it 4 days from now? The Apostle Paul said, I'm telling you, he's got power over death, hell, and the grave. Come on, church. Woo! Come on, church. Come on, church. I feel it in my hands. I feel it in my feet. My God, I feel it all over me, Brother Hank. Woo! I'm telling you, the Lord is a grave robber. You may be seated. America's team. Dallas Cowboys, Buffalo Bills ain't got nothing what's going on in here. Woo! Come on, honey. It's first down, goal to goal. And my God's got the devil backed up. And he says, I'm coming through. I'm coming through. Oh, I said, I'm coming through. You may be seated. They come out to meet him. And so he talks to him. Martha, I want to tell you something. I am the resurrection and the life. Though a man were dead, yet shall he live. If you can believe, she said, Lord, I can believe. He will come up in the first resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. I can hear old Death right now. Said, uh-oh, he's a probing again. I don't like that kind of talk. He said, talking that talk again. Here comes the grave robber. Here comes the grave robber. You better get out the reinforcements. You better circle that grave. Because he's asking, where is he? Ain't nobody ever gone this far. I said, ain't nobody ever gone this far. You may be seated. You see, the devil didn't understand. Jesus waited for the fourth day. Because it is Jewish tradition that a spirit hangs around the body for at least 3 days. But on the fourth day, ain't nobody going to go that far. But here comes Jesus. Mary and Martha said, he stinketh, Lord. Please don't do this. Please don't uncover this mess. Please, God. And that's why some of you need to get in this altar and pray and repent of your sins. Just say, oh, please, God, I don't uncover that mess. Come on, God, let's keep that mess covered. God says, rip it off. Open it up. Come on, I'm a probing. I'm going further. It's more than immediate. For the scale, it's more than 2 days. It's the fourth day. It's too late even for the grave robber. Somebody, roll back the stone. Woo! I said, somebody, roll back the stone. Oh, my. Are y'all ready? No, y'all ain't ready. I said, are y'all ready? No, you ain't ready. I don't believe you're ready for this. I said, I don't believe you're ready for this. He said, Lazarus, the grave robber is here. Come out. Woo, hallelujah. I said, come out. Somebody shout hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the voice of the Lord here tonight. Somebody roll that stone away. Come on, church. Let's get unbelief out of the way. Come on, church. Let's remove doubt out of the way. You may be seated. The devil broke. Death gave up on the fourth day. And said he came this far. Oh, what power. Lazarus come floating up out of that grave. He said, loose him. Let him look at the grave robber. Lazarus, I've done it once. I'll do it again. I proved to you, son, I'm not just a God of the immediate. Or just a short distance away. I'm a God that can go with you all the way. The devil said, that's enough. Kill him. And he won't be proven death anymore. Nail that grave robber to a tree, pierce him, and put him in the grave. Because he ain't proven no more. My God, I got chills. Oh God. Church, I said I got chills all over me. His name ain't Buddha. His name ain't Hare Krishna. Woo! His name is Jesus. I said his name is Jesus. Come on, somebody praise him in the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him in the Holy Ghost. Ooh. You may be seated. Somewhere in hell, they popped the top on the champagne. They pulled out the best wine that France could make. And they said, it's party time. The grave robber ain't gonna grave ain't gonna steal any more bodies. It's over. He's dead, man. He's on ice. Everything's all right. My God, have mercy. But somewhere Satan was thinking, he's approved a lot. Is that body going to stay there? Where's that spirit? What's that spirit going to do? Come on. Devil, take this body, but you can't have the spirit. Oh, come on, death. Touch me. But you can't have the spirit. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated. Somewhere down in the regions of hell, there was a devil saying, oh, master, there's a stir in the grave. Well, go check on him. Dear master, the body's still there, but the spirit is gone. And I feel it coming this way right now. He's a probing all the way. Woo! The devil said, well, surely, he can't come all the way. Oh, surely, he could feel those keys begin to shake while his body began to tremble. Surely, he can't come this far. But he kept on probing. And he kept on coming. Woo! My God! Folks, I'm telling you, I can't take much more of this. Woo! I said, I can't take much more of this. Somebody clap your hands. You know what you're feeling? You're feeling the rapture spirit. I said you're feeling the rapture spirit. My God. You may be seated. Look at me, visitors. You think we're wild? You wait till you see us go up in the rapture. You ain't seen nothing yet. Can I preach this a little more? No, come on. Can I preach this a little more? You may be saying, oh, I see all shut up. I got you. Sit down. Woo! Sit down. I can't sit down. My God. I feel it in my soul. Praise God. He kept on probing. Somewhere in the dark regions of the damned, the word came. He's coming, Noah. You that have been held in the bosom of Abraham, he's coming. I could see Abraham stand up. Ooh. And dust that old poor man out of his lap. And said, come on, I've held you long enough. Get up. Oh, because Lazarus had been in the bosom of Abraham. I said, come on, man, get up. Get up. And so he stood. He's a coming. He's a probing all the way. And the demon's saying, how far is he going to come? He's telling Abraham and Noah, since you're coming out with me. Hallelujah, I got a new place. I said, I got a new place. And the Bible said he descended. He that ascended is the same. That ascended is the same that descended. And he led captive on high. Are you listening to me? He went into that world. And he told them, you're coming out. You may be seated. And I could see the demon say, oh, he stopped at the jailhouse. That's as far as he's coming. He opens the door and say, wait here just a moment. I'll be right back. Here he comes. Satan, he's coming all the way. Look out. Woo! The grave robber has come for the keys. Come on, church. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. I got to quit. No, I promise, really. I got to quit. You may be seated. No, you think I'm kidding. I got to quit. You people ain't ready to go no further. Y'all had enough. Come on, I said y'all had enough. Let's go home. Let's go home. It's over. Yeah, that's what the devil was saying. Yeah, please, that's enough. You may be seated. I need to quit, I promise. My God, I don't think I can take much more in this body. You may be seated. The grave robber walked up and looked in the face of death himself and said, I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of things that I'm called, but I'm also a thief. Give it to me. I have come to plunder your kingdom. Give it to me. You may be said, how would you like to have been the devil at that moment? And having told all your subjects, stay with me, boys. I can do anything I want to do. I got all power. And to watch Jesus walk into your throne room before all your worshipers and walk right up to you and say, hand it over, buddy. Give it to me. You know whatever devil was thinking right then. Man, if he can do that, we better get back up to Jerusalem. And we better get around that grave. Because it looks like trouble is on the way now. But on the third day, there was a shaking and a trembling. And the stone was rolled away. I'm telling you, he arose from the dead. Help me, God. Folks, so help me, I gotta quit. Come get on the organ. My God, get on the organ. Do something. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh God, 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 oh God. Woo! Sit down. Come on, can you sit down? Come on, can you sit down?
All right now, come on.
Woo! Preach. Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Sit down one more time. How far can he go? How far can he go? Come on, church, it's been 2,000 years. Can he do it? Can he do it? Can he do it? Does he have power to do it? Clap your hands under the Lord. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Listen to me. You want to know what God's doing right now? He's approving. It's been 2,000 years. He's approving. The demons are saying, surely he can't do it. He can't do it. No, he can't. Not too millennial. He can't do it. But Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to receive you unto myself. Lift your hands. Come on, lay hands on one another. Pray for one another. I feel the grave robber tonight. Woo! Brother Sykes, I feel the grave robber. He's a probing. Woo! I said he's a probing. I feel him in this place. Look out, devil, look out. You better back up, Death. You better back up. Woo! Come on, church. Come on, church. Woo! Somebody pray. Somebody worship. Somebody give glory to God. Would you pick up the word of God and would you wave it to the Lord? Tell me, Paul, one more time. Tell me, Paul, can he do it? Tell me, Paul, how far can he go? He said, I'm telling you, there's going to be a sound of the trumpet.